Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and Because We Love You down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Giaca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Happy Tuesday, April the 11th. Welcome to the Joey English Show. If you're up early with me, you're listening to us on 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. Or catch us in afternoon drive time after my nap at 9:20 AM, where I started 28 years ago, or 99.1 FM. We're ready, chocolate. We don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want this to be the best hour of your day. And we always kid you that after you listen to this show, you'll be the most informed person at the party. Because in the hour, we put the daily date book, we put lots of community events, the desert date book, mystery songs all about Easter. Hope you had a nice one. Great interviews, great giveaways, and at the end of the hour, if there's time, my music. Then we post everything to my website, Facebook page. You can podcast us. It works. Do you remember the rules? Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Tuesday, April 11th, National Barbershop Quartet Day. I like that. Platt Wellness wants you to know they have 20% off site-wide on their online shop right now. Go to PlattWellness.com. Palm Springs Cultural Center presents Movies in the Park Charade tomorrow, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the Palm Springs Downtown Park. Go to psculturalcenter.org. And the Women's Leaders Forum want you to know the application deadline is the 15th for board members. It's online for all the information, wlfdesert.org. Okay, Joey pals, let's beautify Palm Springs with Kayla Kirk from
Lily's Palm Springs.
First of all, describe the beautiful flowers you brought us today.
So we have a small spring arrangement here. It's with hydrangea and some super green roses, which last a super long time.
Super green.
That's actually what they're called.
Roses. Did you color them or they grow that way?
No, they grow that way.
A green rose. Okay, and what else?
And then we have orchids in there and a green mum, Fuji mum.
They're beautiful. What are these little purple things?
Oh, those are rice flower.
There's things there I've never seen, huh, Rick? That's just gorgeous. I'll take a picture of that. That's beautiful. And that you call that small?
Yeah, that's a pretty small arrangement.
That's lovely. That'd be perfect on your dinner table or just gorgeous. How long did it take you to make that?
Oh, that one took me like 5 minutes.
Brother, I can kill it quicker than that. Green roses. Amazing. Okay, start off from the beginning. Where is Lily's Palm Springs?
So we're in the Smoke Tree Village Shopping Center, right off of East Palm Canyon, over by Ralph's and Smoke and Burgers and
a mail place and
yeah,
everything. I can walk there. Are you open every day?
We're open right now, Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4. And on weekends for events.
Did you have a lot of customers for Easter?
A good amount, not too many. I actually got an order for Passover yesterday.
Oh, my. Now, tell me something. You told me the flowers of the month. Do you remember what you sent me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what was it?
So, they're actually my birth flowers, too. They're sweet peas and daisies.
Okay, I thought it was funny, that's April, right?
Mm-hmm.
That lilies aren't in there because of Easter.
That's true. I didn't think about that. Isn't that funny? Yeah, that is kind of funny.
I just thought because the shop's called Lilies and it was Easter that we'd just be so cute and clever. And then I got your email that said, sweet peas, what does that look like?
They're close relatives to the actual pea family, but they're toxic to both humans and animals.
Oh, my stars.
They're very dainty is the best way to describe them. They're really pretty, and they come in purple and pink and white and orange and
green.
Yellow. Green? I think they come in green.
Because sweet peas, you'd think.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. And, of course, daisies are such a happy
daisies,
flower.
Yes, they are. They actually stand, there's different colors, and they stand for different things. So the white is for purity and innocence. The pink is for affection. The yellow is for joy and friendship. And, of course, red is for love and romance.
Of course it is. A red daisy. I've never seen a red daisy. Do you color them, or do they grow that way?
No, they grow that way.
Gollies. I can remember, you know, when I was younger, we'd put carnations in bottles of ink to color the carnations. But now they're hybrids.
Exactly. New species coming about every year.
How do do you get notices of new flowers? How do you hear about new flowers?
Typically I see them and I'll ask about, like, oh, hey, what's this? And they're like, oh, this is new. So that's how I learn about new flowers.
If I went to a cocktail party and said, Kayla brought us green roses, people would all go, what? I mean, you can breed a flower to be almost any color, maybe.
There's some colors we have to definitely dye them. I once did a bridal bouquet that was had black roses. I had to dye those. Blue roses.
What does that say about your wedding day? And what else? Blue?
Blue roses definitely have to be dyed. I think they come in about every other color besides those two colors.
These green ones are just lovely.
And they last a super long time, which is great.
Why?
I think it's because they're closer to a leaf rather than a dainty petal. So like leaves, they always last longer. So because they're green, the color doesn't fade as quickly.
How funny. Guess what? How did you learn all this, sweetheart?
Just by asking or just, you know.
But as I recall, you're like 18.
That's true.
It's your birth month.
Yeah, it is. I'm turning 19, actually, on the 14th. So.
Okay. Well, today's the 11th, so the 14th, let me look at the calendar, is Friday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You'll be 19, old woman. Golly, this is just fascinating to me. What's the most, I would think the black wedding bouquet was the most unusual anybody's ever asked you for.
It probably was. It was a challenge because I had to dye a lot of the flowers, which isn't my favorite thing to do. But
why?
It's just messy and can, like, get on our hands and clothes sometimes. Of course, not a problem, but I like the natural beauty of flowers for sure.
Have you ever seen Alice in Wonderland where the Wicked Queen, she's painting the roses red?
Oh, yeah.
All that kind of thing. Makes me think of you. Is your mom involved over there?
She is. My mom is actually at the shop right now.
Oh.
So we decided.
So you can be with us on Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
How many hours or days notice do you need to do things? I mean, if somebody said, I'm having 10 tables for dinner, can you do something today?
Today I could probably do some arrangements for that, but it really just depends on what I have available, what I have going on that week, and,
Do you deliver?
We do. We deliver all the way from Palm Springs to DHS, all the way to Coachella.
Everywhere. In other words, the Valley.
The Valley, yeah. And we do weddings up in Joshua Tree, too.
I bet that's pretty.
It is.
Do you work with cactus?
We do. Sometimes I do a lot of dish gardens because they're great presents.
Hard to kill.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know that's what they're called. Dish gardens. Huh. Cactus are kind of cool because they don't need a lot of water, but they do grow.
They do grow. So we use we do combinations of succulents and cactuses in there.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tell me the difference. What's a succulent?
Succulents, I think, are just a little bit smaller, and they typically don't have the spikes or the thorns on them.
Oh. I'm writing. And then succulents and
cactus,
we know what that is. Okay, that has the spikes and the... Do men like getting flowers? I can see you could give a man a dish garden.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's pretty popular. Other small plants. We have a lot of plants in the shop. But also, I think men, especially here in Palm Springs, like getting flowers. You know, some like bright colors, but we also do arrangements with orange and green and blue.
What's an orange flower?
An orange flower? Orange.
Oh, bird of paradise.
Bird of paradise is orange. Yeah, I love orange flowers. Their daisies come in orange.
Daisies?
Mm-hmm.
Orange daisies. Wow. Green roses, orange daisies. Gravity check. How fun. What do you teach people about houseplants? I mean, we kill our houseplants. We overwater them, or they have too much sun or not enough sun. Do you guide folks? Do you sell houseplants?
We do sell houseplants. I'm not the expert on houseplants myself, but I do have someone who's specializes in them better than I do. But I actually, I like to keep a lot of houseplants in my room in my home. So I actually have this app that tells me, reminds me like when to water it, how much to water it, because they're all very different.
Oh, man. Do you have to wipe their leaves?
Did I read
that somewhere?
It makes them shinier, but I don't think it's like necessary to keep them alive.
Gollies. Okay, we're coming into the heat of the summer. What kind of special flowers will you be featuring? You'll be with us every month, but June, July, August, what can we kill?
So I definitely like to use a lot of mums and more hardier flowers, like these green roses, because and tropicals in the summer, because they last
gorgeous.
A lot longer in the heat.
My birth flower is chrysanthemum, November. But does somebody have green roses for their birth flower?
I don't think so.
Not yet, I bet.
Not yet.
That's pretty new, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so chrysanthemums. And is there a tip to, like, cutting the tips of your flowers that are in a vase? Should you cut them at an angle? Should you put an aspirin tablet in there, 7-Up? Any of those wives' tales?
So absolutely cut them at an angle with, like, a sharp. I use a sharp knife or sharp scissors.
Okay.
We use flower food in ours.
Flower food.
Uh-huh. I've never tried an aspirin, though.
Or 7-Up. Have you ever heard that?
I've tried sugar, which is basically the same as 7-Up.
Sure.
So that, I would say that definitely helps. It's
probably
actually in flower food, though.
See? Do you sell flower food?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So you can go over and see Kayla and her mom at Lily's Palm Springs in the Smoke Tree Village Shopping Center. Pick up my mail while you're there at AIM for me. And she'll just take care of everything, teach you how to love it, care for it, display it. Do you dry flowers?
I do, actually.
Jeez. I've got so many questions, and we're out of time. See you next month. Do you have any idea what the flowers are in May?
I'll have to look into it, but I did want to mention that for our Joey Pals here, we're going to offer 10% off early Mother's Day orders.
Oh, Mother's Day.
Yes. So if you order in April, and we're going to be delivering that whole week, we're not going to be open on Sunday, but that whole week, mothers appreciate, you know, early flowers, you thinking ahead.
Great. I'll put that on the website. Thank you, honey.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Welcome.
It was so nice to see Kayla Kirk. Don't marry anybody whose name starts with any other letter but K. You've got some time. It's Joey English along with Kayla Kirk. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.